Hey, what's up, guys? We're back with another podcast on Should Have Had a State Ring. Back at it this time, we are going to talk about the effects of being an avid sports fan and playing games and the emotional effects those have on you. But today we have Kyle Witte here with us. Kyle?
Hello. How are you doing?
So, Kyle, what's your favorite sport?
Playing basketball.
So how did you enjoy playing it this last year?
It's fun. Like I said, it's a lot. It's very time consuming, and you really just want to win, basically. Well, that's what I do to play anyway. Simply, let's play for fun, but I like to win. So
how many teams are you on this year?
Two. I'm on a club team, and I was on the school team as well.
So I guess we'll talk about the school team first. How would you rate the season?
Like a number wise, or like
just like in your opinion?
I mean, we did good, but we didn't do great. Let's just say that.
So would you say you could have gone farther?
Yes, correct.
So y'all ended in the first round of the playoffs, correct?
Yes, we did.
And although that wasn't where you'd want to be, that was better than last year, correct?
Yeah, a lot better where we were.
So that's good. But how did that make y'all feel when y'all lost that first game playoffs, being that it's senior year and your possibly last time
playing? I mean, most of the people were very upset. I say I was kind of like on the least upset end. Because I didn't really play much of that game to begin with, so I couldn't really do anything about it, even if I could.
So would you feel anger to that game, speaking that you didn't get what you deserved in playing time-wise?
A little bit, but, like, it's the coach's decision to do whatever he wants, so I respect him for whatever decision he makes.
That's good. So what was your outlook on the season for school?
I mean, districts, all that, I thought we did very good. We beat a bunch of teams that we have not beaten in a long time, which is very good, and we just had, a good overall season in general.
So do you think it caused some anger to build up in you that Legacy, our school rivals, won?
Quite frankly, I don't really care, so...
That's good to know.
I'd rather them win than Trinity, honestly. Trinity Christian, Cedar Hill, so...
Why is that? Because Trinity recruits?
Yes.
So how's your AAU basketball doing?
We're okay. We're in Adidas Gauntlet Silver, which is the one below gold on the Adidas bracket, and we're pretty good, but we're not an amazing team.
So have y'all won any tournaments or come close?
We made it to the finals of one of the Great American Open tournaments here in Duncanville.
And did y'all win or lose?
We lost in the finals, which I thought is still pretty good considering our team.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Did that make you sad that y'all lost?
No, not at all, actually. It's...
Are you proud to get that far?
Yeah, I was pretty proud. But the big difference is, though, is, like, with these kids, you don't really... A lot of them you don't, like, really know, like, on a personal level like you do at school. Like, we have kids coming from all over the state of Texas. Like, we got kids from, like, Texarkana... Kids from Kaufman County, kids from Fort Worth, stuff like that. So everyone like lives in pretty much all over the place.
Yeah, so you don't really have the emotional connection with your teammates as you would as a school team, you'd say?
Correct.
So what's your favorite sport to watch?
Ooh, it's a hard question. Probably soccer. Soccer or basketball still.
So what's your favorite team in soccer to watch?
Chelsea.
So how does it make you feel that Chelsea has had... pretty bad seasons for what they're known for lately?
It's just been kind of, in my opinion, bad coaching, bad managers in general. So
does that make you mad when y'all lose?
Right now I kind of got over it because they've been losing so much, but now the season's doing okay. I mean, they're in spot for going Champions League, right? I believe
they did just pass Tottenham to be in third, although Tottenham and Chelsea are both in Champions League next year. No matter what, they can't be caught. So third and fourth don't really make a difference.
But then the first and second can't be caught as well.
Yeah.
Which is Liverpool and Man City?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so what's your favorite team in basketball?
Ooh. Probably Boston Celtics.
Are they still in the playoffs?
Yes.
So are you rooting for them to go all the way?
I don't know if they're going to go all the way, but I'm ready for them to at least get past this series.
Do you think they're going to?
I don't know. It just depends, honestly.
Who's your favorite player?
Oof. To watch?
Yeah.
On the Celtics, probably Kyrie Irving, just because he's so flashy and moves, like, really quick and has some pretty insane shots.
He is indeed pretty insane. Wasn't he looking up moving?
Yeah, he's looking at it. I don't really know where he'd go to get the same contract, though, as he would at Boston.
So the Celtics are, they used to be very, very, very good.
Yeah, the Larry Bird era.
Yeah. So, that's a big change from then to now. Do you think that, they'll ever become that good again?
You know, the NBA back then is a lot different than the NBA now. So, it's a lot harder for, like, a team like that. Because in the back then, you could win off of, like, one really, really good player. Or, like, two good, really good players. But now you have to have, like, a whole, like, a good, like, basically five-man team to at least get to playoffs.
So, you do believe that the competition is harder nowadays?
A lot harder, yes, correct. I didn't think about the Golden State Warriors. Their whole starting lineup were all-stars this year.
Agreed.
So, would
you say that that's in every sport, that every sport is harder to play now than it used to be?
Yes, just because the fact that these people are just bigger, stronger, faster in general.
You think that's because of the technology that has come out?
I guess so, yeah. That's what I imagine. I mean, and people aren't getting as hurt as much, which is also probably due to technology. So that's another plus.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
What position do you play in basketball again?
Power forward or center. Depends.
Which position would you rather play?
Power forward, because I do like going, I do like moving around a lot, so I don't like just to be stationary in the post, more of so.
So what's
plus, I'm not the tallest, so it doesn't really fit me there.
What is the main job of a power forward?
Power forward is more of like, kind of like the big man who shoots like mid-range, like at the free throw line, kind of, or like.
So Durant is a power forward?
Kind of, yeah. And he just moves around a lot.
Yeah.
But he still has like the post-up, stuff like that as well. And gets rebounds.
So you like to be able to do multiple things instead of just having the post-up in the lane?
Yes, correct.
So would you say that having a basketball court in your house helped you get better at basketball?
It did. It's just that every gym is different as well. So, like, it didn't really help me actual dribbling, because my gym at my house is not the best, like, when it comes to, like, the floor, because it's on a second story, so it's kind of harder. It's a little bit harder, and it's just different. It's not hardwood. So
you think it's different to dribble on your floor than...
Oh, 100%, yes. It's just...
It feels different and
mm-hmm.
bounces different?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, anything you'd like to say to the viewers?
That I think AAU is if you're ever interested in like playing basketball, like for AAU, it's more of like a fun league, but like it's still like a lot of competition. It's more of people like who like want to get recruited, who are just trying basically a stat pack, if you know what that is.
Yes. Stat pack their stats up to make them look better.
Yes, correct.
So they get
which I don't really care for. Like, I don't really care for. I just like getting rebounds, stuff like that, and just.
So you are just playing AAU to have fun.
Basically, yeah. Which not a lot of kids do.
Yeah.
But I think more kids should do it, honestly, because it's just a fun thing to be in general.
Doesn't it cost a decent amount of money?
Depends. On mine, it does, because we travel a lot. So there's that. But there's some like local ones that just stay local, and it's pretty cheap. It's not too bad.
Interesting. So you enjoy it overall?
Yes.
That's very good. Okay, well, we're going to take a break from this episode, and we'll get back to you after this. All right, guys, after that commercial break, we're back here. Kyle's gone, but we do have a new talker here. We got Ben.
What's up, y'all?
Ben also plays basketball, just like Kyle. He plays on the same school team. So what did you think of the school season, Ben?
I liked it a lot. It was really fun, but... It kind of made me mad when we lost first round of playoffs, especially when we're supposed to go further, and especially when you, like, carry the team and go 6-for-8 on threes and then no one else does anything. So yeah, it kind of sucked, but it was a fun season, good senior year.
So how does it make you feel that your rivals won?
I mean, it kind of makes me mad, but especially because we didn't beat them at all. Legacy is a pretty good team, and yeah, I mean, that sucked, but I think like what sucked more is just losing first round, and especially with all the hype too and all like the fans and stuff of appearance. I know it kind of sucks, especially for coach too. So he did like all he could and we didn't really get that far. I kind of feel bad.
So would you say it's a success though that you made it to the playoffs compared to last year?
Compared to last year, I mean, not really, but if you look at like Prince of Peace history for basketball, it was pretty pretty bad the last couple of years. So we broke a lot of records and stuff, so I guess there's some good things we take out of it, but in the end, like, I'm still pretty mad we lost.
But as a individual, you're proud of your performance?
I mean, yeah, when I look at it, like, I wasn't as mad or sad like as all the other players, just because I knew like I did like my best, and I did like I had a really good game, so I knew like I did everything I could. So I kind of like think about it like as my team's fault. I know it's kind of bad to think of it like that, but yeah, I mean, I did my part.
So this isn't the only team you're on. You're on a rec team too?
Yeah, I played AU for, I guess, since like after 8th grade school season.
And are you still on that AAU team?
No, I quit after junior year. It was pretty, like, the tournaments and stuff were fun, but I don't think the practices were worth it because I had to drive, like, really far, and it's, like, 2.5-hour practices, and it was just kind of boring and, like, a lot of work. It wasn't really worth it.
Taken too seriously, would you say?
Yeah, especially, like, a person like me, like, I'm pretty lazy, and I don't like the, like, I have no interest in, like, playing in college, so I really just did it for the tournaments and the fun, not really to, like, really work at it.
So is that why you joined this rec team of yours?
Yeah, I just like mess around with friends, but it didn't turn out too well.
So explain to the viewers what happened.
I went up for a rebound, and when I like came down, I was trying to avoid like bumping knees with this one guy because he was like right below me, so I didn't want to like land on him. So I like moved my leg, and it kind of goofed me because like when I came down, my knee like kind of like bent sideways, and then like it was like a huge pop, so like I knew like I screwed something up, and it hurt pretty bad. So, but yeah, and then I went to the doctor, and I had like a torn ACL, and then a little tear in the meniscus, and then like sprained my MCL and PCL. So it kind of sucks, and I got months of recovery, and then I just had surgery too. So, and it also kind of sucks because I can't play basketball. But the only good thing is like season's over and stuff. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Like, I just play basketball for fun now, but it's still gonna suck. I'm just not playing.
So are you how was surgery?
Honestly, it kind of sucked. I had hand surgery like freshman year, and it was way worse because the doctors kind of screwed it up at the end too, because when I woke up, I was like, there's like fluids and blood like all over like the wrap and the pillow and stuff, so they rewrap it, and there was like these two like girl doctors, and they like, I don't know what they were doing, but they're like trying to unwrap it and like rewrap it, and they're like moving my leg all over the place. I was about to yell at them, and it hurt so bad. They're like moving it up too much, and then.
So were you awake?
Yeah, like right when I woke up, like I was in so much pain. I went through so much things like morphine, and they had to like rewrap it, and they were like moving my leg too much, and, like hurt. It was hurting so bad, and then they like rewrapped it, and they put way too much wrap on it, so when I was like using the machine to move it, like it was really hard to move, so they kind of goofed me like the first 2 days.
What degree of angle can you get it to now?
After the surgery, I got it to like 60s, like lower 60s, and then like you're supposed to progress, but I think like, and the dude that gave it to me, he's like, he didn't really say much about how to use it, so I think I've been using it wrong, but you're supposed to progress like 5 to 10 each day, but like right now I'm like, can get to like 70 still, but I mean my leg feels like way better than it did a couple of days ago. So
you're using the bending machine, right? The thing that just moves it back and forth for you?
Yeah, I have no clue what it's called, but it just like moves it up and down, and you just sit there and just like control it, and you can like choose like which degree you want it to go to, and it goes really slow, so it doesn't really hurt that bad.
Are you looking forward to therapy?
No, not really. Yeah, it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to hurt badly. Too.
But
so how do you think these are going to affect your gains?
Sorry, it's probably going to screw it up because I'm off my diet now too, because there's no point in like dieting, if you're not even lifting or anything, but I'll probably try to start doing upper body again, but it just kind of sucks because I, like, lost all my gains since I've haven't been eating that much because surgery, and then I'm on pain medicine all the time, so I really kind of screwed things up. Like, that, like, kind of makes me mad too, because I was, like, working a lot, like, really hard the last couple weeks before it. So yeah, it just kind of sucks. Just really screwed a lot of things up.
Sure did. So, what's your favorite sport to watch?
Definitely basketball, especially, like, right now with, like, the playoffs and stuff. It's fun to watch, and, like, March Madness, like, watching that too. And then I'll watch, like, whatever game is on with my dad if he's, like, in there watching it. So I'll watch, like, hockey sometimes. Can't really watch baseball. It gets hella boring.
Did you watch hockey last night?
No, not last night, but I watched, like, two of the Stars games.
Last night the Stars played. I went to that game.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's pretty live, but the refs blew it, so.
Yeah.
The goalie got hit in the neck, and the goalie went down.
Stars goalie?
Yeah. Bishop, he got hit in the neck, he went down and was laying there, and then, like, 10 seconds later they hit the ball, the puck in the goal, and the ref never stopped the play, so our goal was just on the ground.
He's a beast,
so that's how they scored. Yeah, and then he was frazzled, and then they scored on him again because they got a one-on-one with him and he wasn't the same, but so they had some
refs screw everything up, especially in basketball too. Oh my gosh,
does that make you mad when the refs blow the game?
Yeah, especially when they're biased toward Golden State. Because I hate Golden State. And it's so annoying.
What's your favorite team to watch in the NBA? Like, who are you rooting for?
Well, my favorite team's the Mavs. And then, like, I have, like, second favorite team is, like, a bandwagon team. They just follow LeBron wherever he goes mostly. But right now with the playoffs and stuff, since LeBron isn't in it, and the Mavs probably won't be in the playoffs for a while unless they get better players. But I like watching the Rockets and, like, James Harden. And then, yeah, I can't really watch Golden State. They just piss me off so much.
So does it make you mad when they win?
Yeah, especially against the Rockets, too, because they're, like, the only team I want to win at all right now, or that's left in the playoffs.
So how'd you feel about Curry getting room stuffed?
I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, I don't like Curry that much, but, like, I don't hate him. I mostly hate Draymond, but it's good to, like, watch Golden State, like, mess that up really bad.
I think so what's the series record right now?
2-1, Golden State. And then I think they played on night in Houston, too. So hopefully Houston can win and tie it up.
So who's your favorite player on the Rockets?
James Harden, probably. And I like CP3, too, and Eric Gordon. They're pretty good, too.
So would you say that a lot of people say James Harden is ruining the game with his step back and foul technique? I mean, he's unguardable. Would you agree with that?
I agree he's, like, unguardable. I also agree, like, KD is unguardable, too, but I mean, his step backs, like, I mean, sometimes they're travels, but when he, like, drives inside, he's, like, he flops sometimes, I'll give you that, but he does, like, a good job of, like, drawing contact and, like, because they are fouls most of the time. It's just the way he, like, holds the ball, it, like, gives the refs, like, a clear view, and people obviously hit his hand or his arms when he goes up, and I don't know why people complain, but a lot of the fouls that people think aren't fouls are definitely fouls.
Well, a lot of people are getting mad at the landing foul, you know, the 3-point, you have to let the guy land.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say James Harden jumps into people with that, and they believe that, that although it is a foul, according to the rule book, that's not basketball, and that shouldn't be a foul. Do you agree with that, or?
Like, halfway. Like, on some of his threes, they're, like, really deep, and, I mean, it's kind of hard to shoot a three, like, fading back, so, like, on, or at least what I do, if I shoot, like, a three way behind the line, I'm obviously going to jump forward because it gives you more momentum and, like, gives you, like, more strength to, like, get it in the basket. But that sometimes he does kick his legs out forward, and, I mean, it is kind of messed up, but, I mean, it's really on the refs if they call it or not. But sometimes Clay will, like, tackle hard and be like, well, we jumped into me. I'm like, no, dude, you can't tackle someone. So I think it's, like, half and half. Like, sometimes he kicks his legs out, but sometimes people just tackle him and don't let him land.
So would you say that if you're following a team and they lose, would that affect the rest of your day? Like, would that make you angry for the rest of your day? Or if you're playing the game and you lose, would that affect the rest of your mood?
Like, when I play basketball? Yeah. Or like?
Like, both.
If I play basketball, it depends on the game. Like, if we play a team that we're not supposed to beat and we, like, come close and still lose, like, I'll be happy with, like, my performance or, like, the team's performance. But it all depends. Like, if it's, again, it doesn't matter, then it's whatever. But like, obviously, like, a playoff game or something, you lose, and yeah, I'll get mad. And then from, like, watching teams, it all kind of depends, like, how much I like the team. Like, I'll watch, like, Denver and Portland play, and, like, I'll go for, like, Denver, but if they lose, like, it's whatever. Like, I don't really care too much. But if it's, like, the Rockets or Golden State and Rockets lose, then yeah, I'll get pretty mad.
So what have you been doing now that your knee's gone?
Just mostly watching TV and sleeping. So I've been on pain pills, so that, like, knocks you out when you take one. So I've mostly been, like, sleeping all day and watching TV and playing some video games.
You had any strange dreams?
Kind of. I can't really remember them, but, like, I can remember having some weird dreams.
That's funny. Do you remember a lot of your surgery, or?
No, like, when you have surgery, this for, like, both times that I've had surgery, like, you, like, go in and they, like drug you up and take you to a different room, and then you have to, like, move seats, and then, like, after that, I don't remember anything. I think it just, like, knocks you out, and then, like, feels like 5 seconds later, you wake up in the other room, so it's like you really don't remember anything. It's really fast.
Do you remember coming home from the hospital and things like that?
Yeah, especially, like, with my knee, it was kind of hard too, because I woke up and I was in so much pain, so I took a bunch of morphine, so I was, like, I was messed up, and they, like, wheeled me out. I remember, like, getting in my dad's truck, and I had to, like keep my legs straight and try to go into, and it's, like, a pretty tall truck, so it took me, like, a couple minutes, but I finally got in.
Well, sorry to hear that you had to go through this horrific experience.
Yeah,
my sucks. Sister had to do the same thing, but
twice too, right?
Yeah, at least you have your other knee.
Yeah, what was it, this two different knees?
Yeah,
right? Dang. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, now you know the pain.
And your mom too, right?
Yeah.
You're next.
I'm worried. I'm scared for every rebound now.
Me too, dude. When I, like, watch people play, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna tear the ACL when he comes down. I'm like, it's so scary.
I don't know how it happened, dude. Like, every single time you come down, it looks the exact same, and then that one time, it just...
Especially, like, watching, like, tall players like Giannis, every time he comes down, I'm like, oh, he's screwed.
Well, that'll be it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll get back to you with the next one. Thanks. Bye.